Good afternoon, evening, day, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is the day that the Lord has made, and this is being recorded on Thanksgiving. What a wonderful Thanksgiving day. And I don't know, earlier I was thinking, you know, thanks, it's a praise giving day. And even the scripture that I did, the devotion that I write one daily, that's what I started doing first before I started recording them on here. But it's about rejoice in the Lord always. And today, you know, I'm thankful for many things. And one of the things I'm thankful for is being able to be on a podcast, to do a podcast, to be able to share the word of God with people that I don't even know. I don't know who listens to this. It doesn't show me. And I don't know. I'm grateful for you. But anyway, onward and forward. Today is day 45 of the daily devotion. And it is devotion on love, day number 7. Today's scripture is 1 John 4:20-21. If anyone says, "I love God," and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from him: whoever loves God must also loves his brother. This love one another thing is so real. God really wants us to love each other. Why? Because God is love. God wants us to be more like him. God wants others to see him in us. I'm really thinking the church world has forgotten these scriptures. Look on social media. It makes your head spin. You really want to see people in the church world turn hateful and unrighteous? Bring up politics. The last time I checked, the Bible says, love your enemies, bless those that curse you, and do good to them that use you. Or even says, spitefully use you. So it goes deep. You know, and we really do forget that God is love and that we are supposed to exemplify him. We're supposed to exemplify Jesus, and Jesus loved everybody that he came in contact with. Even back in the day, the Samaritans were people that they did not have anything to do with. The Jews did not have anything to do with the Samaritans. The Samaritans were a group of people that were mixed, and they were different things, and there were Jew and Gentile, and there was a mixture of other different ethnicities that they were mixed with, and they hated the Jews, and the Jews hated them. But Jesus loved them, and Jesus was trying to teach us to love through loving them. Like the woman at the well. She was a Samaritan woman. Jesus said, "I must go through Samaria." And he showed them love. Jesus even told the parable of the Good Samaritan. Let me ask you this. If Jesus were here, would your life even be worthy of using as a parable? Think about that. Would Jesus be casting the demons out of you? Would you be washing Jesus' feet with your tears in your hair? Would you be at the feet of Jesus learning? Would you be following Jesus even when others ridicule you? They curse you. They throw things at you. They spit at you. They laugh at you. Would you? Because here's the thing.
Jesus isn't dead. He's still alive. And he's asking us to follow him. But what are you doing? Do you love? Do you love your enemies? Do you get hateful when people start talking about religion or about politics? Because really the Bible says, love your enemies, bless those that curse you, and do good to them that use you. It really does. Where in the Bible does it give us permission to hate? Do you think God gives exceptions? No, God has guidelines that he put in the Bible and he wants us to live by them. God is so set on us loving. He makes the ultimate statement. If you don't love everyone, you don't know God. Wow. If you don't love, you don't know God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. This may take some deep digging. This may take some hard praying, but you gotta get rid of hate. You gotta stop being hateful, acting hateful. You gotta stop using hateful words and just hating on people. You gotta put the hate away. Don't murder another person. Hating is equal to murder in God's eyes. Look it up. The scripture's there. Look it up. Google it. Is hate the equivalent to murder in the Bible? Look it up. I promise you, you're going to find out. What I'm saying is true. Now is the time to love. Now is the time to allow God to pour out everything inside of you and fill it with him and his wonderful love. Will you allow God to fill you with his love, mercy, grace, and peace? Will you allow God to love others through you? Stop whatever you're doing right now. Really, seriously, stop whatever you're doing. Search your heart. Ask God to search you and know you and try your heart and see if there's any hate inside of you. See if there's any wicked ways inside of you. Give it to God today. Let God take control. God loves you. God sent Jesus for you, and I know you can do this, mighty child of God. Dear Lord God, I pray right now that each ear listening hears your word. I pray that you send people to this page to hear the words I'm saying, and that leads them to search their Bible out and find you. I pray that relationships are healed. I pray that friendships are renewed. Relationships renewed. Marriages restored. I pray that God, you restore families and friendships. Help us to see that hate is murder, and we're killing people daily on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, on Snapchat. We murder people. We lead other people to hell. Lord, I pray that you move on our lives in a mighty way. Forgive us for our ignorance. Forgive us for our stupidity. Oh, Lord God, I pray that you move on us in a mighty way. Touch the lives of those listening. Touch the families of those listening. If there's hate in their families, I pray, Lord, that you remove it. I pray that you help them to love each other. And Lord, if there's anyone out there that's thinking about self-harm or suicide or hurting others, I pray, Lord, that you move in a mighty way in their life, that you touch them, that you move upon them, that you change them, that you engulf them with your love, that you surround them with your love and surround them with your angels and camp your angels round about them and let them feel the love of God surround them and just be all around them. I pray, Lord God, that you anoint each person. Wake their heart up. Turn their heart of stone into a heart of flesh. I pray that you help them to see that you love them. I pray, Lord God, that you love them so much. Love on them so much. They feel it and they share it with others. Put godly people in their life. And Lord, if there's anyone out there that does not know you and they want to know you as their Lord and personal Savior, I pray, Lord, that you move in their life. Give them the strength and confidence to just repeat after me. And if you're out there and you want to know Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, just repeat after me right now. Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. I ask you to cleanse me. Make me brand new. Come into my heart and change me. Clean me up. Take out all the hate and the wickedness and the other junk that just clutters up my life. I pray, Lord, that you move in my life. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross for my sins. Thank you for forgiving me of my sins. Thank you for raising from the dead. Thank you that you're coming back for me. Thank you, Jesus, for coming to my heart. Thank you for cleaning me up. Thank you for making me brand new. In Jesus' name, amen. I challenge you, if you just prayed that prayer, I challenge you to continue reading the Word of God. Get you a Bible. If you don't have a Bible, get in touch with me. Find me on Facebook, Alf Melton Jr., or find the Daily Encountering Christ Devotions and get on there and message me. Message me on Instagram at Alf Melton Jr. or on Daily Encountering Christ. You can find me in so many different places. I'm there for you. I'm praying for you. I am reaching out to God for you. And I love you so much. Remember, always remember that Jesus loves you. I love you. And iron sharpens iron.